Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, probably the biggest surprise you've had in a long time, song of the day, Don't Stop the Party by Pitbull and TJR from 2012.
TJR.
464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Friday, song of the day.
Really good job there, Jake. 2012?
That's right. That's not 1975, 64,
2012. I really don't even remember the song. I really have a lot of knowledge of this song. I don't.
You weren't dancing in the clubs in 2012?
No, I have zero knowledge of this song. I'm just going to jump ahead and say I absolutely loved it. I'm going to give it a 9-1.
Whoa.
Steve, go. I loved it.
Wow.
But I'm not locked into it. And that's you there, Steve.
Get your volume set.
You had to turn that down a little bit. I'm just startled that it was 2012. It's that old.
2012.
I've heard it in the background at Planet Fitness. I've heard it.
Did you fist bump to it? Did you bob your head?
No, I mean, they play a lot of good music at Planet Fitness. They're playing Wu-Tang Clan Forever by Logic. He knows that song. That was really good. I don't know that I'd go 9-1. You surprised me, though.
I figured it would.
So there's a lot of creativity.
Yes. Thank you, Jake.
8.35.
Whoa. 8.35. For those who say that Sip and Bill won't give scores, high scores for songs outside the 60s and 70s, this is a big step today.
It grabbed me. It really did. Right away. I love it.
It's fun.
Quick, Ben, your score is...
Oh, Ben's getting... Hang on. Ben's at 9.4.
9.3.
No, yeah. You knew it was high.
Now, we have Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln, with us. And Derek, I got to assume you're shocked by this surprise, this song today, right?
I was. Simple the whole time was just saying, no country, no country, no country, no country. And then this came on and we all kind of laughed. Again, I liked the song, but it just did not hit me right this morning because I was hoping for country.
Oh, God.
So you get like a 4 or 5.
I just don't like that brand of country that Jake plays. What's the word I'm looking for? Panders too. Yeah,
he does.
You say that that was like the first 3 years I was here. I've been here for like 8 now. He hasn't played country in many years.
No, that's not true. I still play country for you.
He'll bring some modern country.
Rarely.
He'll just bring some modern country.
Alexa, play 80s country.
80s is okay.
80s has been really good. I've been listening to it recently. Yeah. I've been mesmerized by how good 80s country is.
Yeah, that's fine. 80s is good.
90s is fine, too. You're going to go over this every time. You're saying George Strait and Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson.
Okay, I like Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other two goats, 90s. The other two goats I said
I like George Strait a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah. He has a place in this world.
Them's fighting words.
Bill, I mean, I believe 3 of us were at the Garth Brooks concert here a couple years ago.
It was incredible.
I know Bill had a great time. I had a great time.
I know you.
I probably had the best time.
Yeah, it was remarkable.
I don't mind Garth Brooks. I have nothing against him.
Sounds like you do.
He has some good songs, for sure. 2000s country. Can you, can we,
we can agree that that's not right. Not, well, not country.
You got Montgomery Gentry was pretty good.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Oh God.
Montgomery's always the first guy that I usually think of. It's of great music.
I like that. I like that.
Willie Nelson, Montgomery Gentry.
It's the same for the 2000s. They're good.
Good God.
All right.
All right. Yeah, move on. Move on.
Derek Bombeck is here. He's, of course, again, the director of sports for Visit Lincoln. And today is a recap of a busy summer that it's been, Derek.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Is this a recap?
Yeah. As I age gracefully, I think it's a good time for reflection at times. Sometimes it's easy just to keep grinding, keep focusing on the next item, the next agenda. Hmm. But we had one of the busiest summers in Lincoln's history. And I know we've talked about it a lot over the summer, but I just wanted to recap everything that we did and then thank everybody in Lincoln for what happened. So we started with USA Roller Sports National Championships the entire month of July. This saw thousands of athletes from over 40 states converge on Lincoln to compete in their disciplines to win a national championship. And now they're going to compete for those that won in Italy in September. So these are big-time events with big-time athletes going now international competition to perfect their craft. We followed that up with the next pro basketball championships. This is the largest basketball championship that Lincoln's ever hosted in its history. We saw over 800 teams from across the country compete right here in Lincoln, and it was some of the top high school talent in the country. I think there was like 15 of the top 25 recruits in the country competed between Lincoln and Omaha. So
God,
that was phenomenal. Unfortunately, it wasn't a live period. Otherwise, we had every Division I coach in the country here in Lincoln as well. So,
a live recruiting period.
Yeah, live recruiting period. So the event went so well that we're going to host a National Girls Basketball Championships in April. So that's a great win for Lincoln as well. We followed that up with the ATP Lincoln Challenger, which saw over 75 athletes from over 16 countries compete right here.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At the Sid and Dylan Hazel Complex. That event went so well with attendance. The athletes, that was one of the best facilities they said they've ever played in on the ATP Tour. They're already talking about 2025 for Lincoln because the event went so well. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Minus the 110, 15 degree heat the first 2 days. Ooh. Once we got past that, it dropped down into the 70s. The athletes were having an amazing time, but everybody over at the Nebraska Athletic Department did a great job putting that on.
Wow.
I regret I did not make it there. I really wish I had. The ATP event.
The tennis was fantastic.
I wish I had been there.
The gentleman who won the tournament here in Lincoln, he lost to Novak Djokovic in the second round of Wimbledon this year. So, and he'll likely, you know, play one of the top players at the U.S. Open next week. So,
wow.
So, yeah, great stuff there. This week and this weekend, we are hosting the Garmin Gravel Worlds. This is one of the largest gravel racing competitions in the world. We're going to see over 3,000 athletes from all 50 states, 16 countries. Races start, they started last night. The professional races will start, I think, at 5:50 and 6:15 or 6:05 tomorrow morning, starting out at the Lancaster Event Center. But this is just one of those unique events to Lincoln that we're trying to grow to make it the largest gravel race event in the world. So over the next 5 years, we're going to put all our efforts in to help make this event one of the best and get people here.
This is on what?
No, this is gravel bike racing.
Oh, bike
well, there's
race.
Also some running events they're trying to incorporate.
The kid Phil.
Thought they were power walking around the state.
Gravel's just, a little loose here in Nebraska.
Just randomly people walking around.
No,
I was out checking the crops, and all of a sudden I saw a bunch of people walking by. They're on the team gravel.
They're helping irrigate.
running.
Stop.
Running. Running on gravel. That's what I was thinking.
There was a truck. And they had food, and just, I don't know, what would you call it?
Food trucks.
A food truck.
Yeah.
And lastly, in 2 weeks, we are hosting the Sports Car Club of America National Championships. Now, this event's going to see nearly 2,000 drivers from all over the country compete right out at Lincoln Airport in the Air Park area and Rallycross, Autocross, and other various racing events.
Really?
So, yeah, it's the national championships for that as well. So, again, it was a great year for Lincoln. We were able to host tens of thousands of visitors right here in our capital community. And the most important thing is to thank everybody in Lincoln for not only people that volunteered, the people who helped out at the events, but just the people in Lincoln who ask questions to everybody who are in town. Like, it's easy for me to sell the people of Lincoln when I go to these conferences, when I travel all around the country, but until you get here to see it and experience exactly the hospitality that Lincoln has, and I hear it time and time again, and I heard it from pretty much every single one of these events. Like, yeah, we were just walking down to the Haymarket. People saw our shirts. They asked us if we were here for the event. They said they heard it on the radio. And then they asked us how we were doing. They asked us if we had plans for eating or entertainment. Wow. They gave us advice. And so all that information usually gets right back to me. And so just thank you, Lincoln, for what you do.
Great. That's awesome. Well, this is really interesting.
It's been a very busy summer. There's more to come. In Lincoln,
more
Nebraska.
To come.
You're 2 weeks. You're never done.
No. We're going to be hosting the U.S. Open for women's bowling in 2025. Me and Lacido out there at Sun Valley Lanes. We got a lot of things going on there. But next week, next week, I'm going to head to Milwaukee for the Connect Marketplace Conference. I got almost 35 appointments with national sports suppliers and national governing bodies from all over the country to see, you know, what's going to be coming up for bid in 2025 and beyond, and to see what we can host right here in Lincoln. So that's the plan.
In 2 weeks, this event is intriguing to me. The sports car. So they set up a big race course out there?
There's thousands of cones on the different rally cross courses they have. I think they have some different drag racing courses, different speed things like that. And
drag racing.
It's incredible.
Drag racing.
Yeah.
Really?
At the airport and air park.
Yes.
For that one. Well, Derek, appreciate your time.
They can probably use the runways. They're not real busy.
Oh, wow. And there
that
it was.
That was from Bill Bush.
And there it was.
Yes. We lost Redway.
They're growing. Don't worry. We're getting something back.
We are aware that Redway is gone.
Yes.
We missed it. It lasted 3 months.
So now we have some freedom to build drag racing on the runways. So that's a big plus. Derek saw a window and took it.
That's right. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You, Derek. Thanks, guys.
Hopefully, you'll be here in 2 weeks. There. I don't know.
That's Derek Bombeck, Director of Sports for Visit Lincoln. Hour two is next, an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.